It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, let's shift gears just a little bit and head down to Galveston and check in with my longtime buddy, Captain Mike Williams, down there and see how the fishing's going on right now and what's coming up. Mike, thank you for being with us, man.
I'm glad to be here, Luke.
I'm glad to have you. I truly am. You've done a good job keeping everybody tuned in. The shark fishing been off, as they say, off the chain, been really good. It's still warm weather, but just in the, right now, I guess, sharks and all that kind of stuff is still going good. But, gosh, we got the bull red run coming up. I know that. And what's right, coming? What's coming up?
Well, the bull red fishing's already started. That usually starts around the 22nd of August, and it lasts. That'll go almost into December. But we got that going on. Then we got all the fall fishing, which starts. And fall fishing in Galveston is usually the best fishing of the year as far as speckled trout, redfish, bull redfish are off the charts. And we also have, starting in October, is our flounder trips. And flounder fishing, especially our flounder trips, it's been a big, big demand for, you wouldn't ever think people want to fish, but people love to fish for flounder. So we're going to start our flounder trips.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we have some of the combination trips, which I really recommend. It's a trip we call the Iron Man, which is a discounted about $200 where you fish for bull red, where you're going to catch a lot of those, and you're going to catch sharks. And at times, we even catch tarpon on those trips. Usually in October, we start picking up a few smaller tarpon, up to about 60 pounds off the jetties. And there's still some left in the Gulf. The old state record was called in October the 6th. So there's still some tarpon around in October. So that's a great trip at a very discounted price. So it's called the Iron Man.
Yep. Well, that's awesome, man. But, you know, I guess the thing that really that I remember most or think most about in getting into September, you know, is the big redfish off the jetties. I mean,
September is a great month. Even if you don't go with a guide, just come down here and go off the local piers, and it's not unusual to go out there and catch two or three of those fish in the 20 to 30 to 40 pound class sometimes. And it's a great trip. Now, like I said, if you don't have the money to go with the guides, you can go off one of those piers, and it's really most people never seen a 30 pound fish, and it's something to see.
You know, Mike, I'll tell you a quick one, you and our friends listening. When I was about 18, I went down my aunt. I had an aunt that lived in Houston, my uncle and aunt. She loved to fish. Well, I drove her down there. We got on, I think it was a 61st Street Pier. This was back in about 1966 when I was about 16, 17 years old. Well, there was an old gentleman about 75 years old that hooked a 37-pound redfish. And I'd never seen
them. Which is a big red.
Yeah, they weighed it, you know, out on the pier.
You compare these to stripers. If you know what a striper is, like on Texoma, then you put that in perspective, a 37-pound red, it's about the same caliber as a 37-pound striper, which is a big fish.
You bet. Well, this redfish, he lost his rod. I don't know how he did it. And then he had walked out to the end of the pier going back with this big redfish. I'm sure he ate every morsel of that fish. Somebody hooked his rod. I never will forget that. That's been a long time ago. But since then, many times I've been down there with you and your team of guides, you know, in the fall, that's just too much fun. And it's those things pull, don't they? You know?
Right. I remember in 1973, me and my best friend was fishing off that same pier, and he caught a fish that was 51 pounds.
Oh, man.
And at that time, the state record was 52 pounds, so that was a big redfish for that time. He actually, it was like a yearly fishing contest, and he won that with that. It's still one of the biggest reds ever caught off that pier.
Man, that's a big fish. And then, too, the trout fishing. I guess, you guys would be the fishing the jetties a lot for trout in the fall.
Right, trout. You know, trout and redfishing kind of peaked out in the fall. It's it's just an outstanding time. It's, you know, all the fish are bulking up for winter, and they feed ahead of all these cold fronts. And it's just a great time to fish. You just target the fish. Draft fishing's good. Red fishing, slot red's good. Bull red fishing's off the charts. Then, like I said, we have that Ironman trip and the flounder trips. A lot of people like to catch those flounders.
You know, Mike, I've got a buddy down there that gigs flounder out on the west side of the island, and I was down there. I got, I don't know, 6 or 8 good-sized flounder with him, and I'd always broiled flounder. I tell you what, I've eaten all kind of fish. I'm a fish lover. I tell you, it is hard to beat fried flounder. You know what?
Right.
That is
fried
one.
Flounder, you can't only mess up flounder. You can eat flounder raw. And then
that's exactly right.
But, which I've done.
Yep.
Yeah, sushi out of them.
Flounder sushi. Yep. Well, but anyway, that's now when y'all are targeting them. Of course, what flounder is going to be doing as the fall progresses is moving to the cuts, don't they? They're moving out.
It's like an annual migration. They move out of the bay, out into the Gulf, and they come out of the bayous and out of the rivers and creeks and everything, come out on the bays, and they're traveling down these flats, and we have intercept points where we intercept them. And most of this fishing is done with live finger mullet, and even a small child, 4 years old, can catch them. It's a lot of fun.
It is.
Because it's...
Yeah,
but that people for some reason like that, they love to catch flounder. Of all the fishing that we do, the flounder fishing is one of the where people really get a big hoot out of it for some reason.
You know about flounder that many people may not know. That's never fished for them. I'm no expert, but I've caught a bunch of flounder. They lay on the bottom, and then they flip up and grab that bait. There's a millisecond there if you can wait, right? Till he gets that thing in his mouth sometimes, you know, he'll flip up and grab it. But so I know what I've had a tendency to jerk too quick a lot of times, especially when I'm fishing with an artificial on that mic, and pull
sometimes
it out of his mouth, you know?
Yeah, sometimes in real clear water you can see them. And the flounders, you wouldn't think, but they're very, very, almost like a shark.
Yeah.
The way they attack a fish, and either the hook is in them or it's not in them. If it's in them, you're usually going to catch them if they don't bite you off.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people, like you said, they jerk too soon, and they jerk the hook out of their mouth.
Yeah. Now the trout fishing it's September, October, and into November even is for your clients. A lot of you use a lot of live shrimp.
Well, you know, in the fall you can go either way. You can fish with artificials and do pretty good. But nothing, I don't care what you read or what you hear, there's nothing ever going to outfish live natural bait like a shrimp. I mean, if you want to have some fun, you can use artificials. If you want to go out and catch the lemon fish, take you some shrimp or live croakers or live piggy perch. And that's about all we fish with. Unless a customer prefers artificials, and we can do that too.
Yep. Free lining those shrimp with maybe just a little light split shot or something up around the base of those jetties.
And corks. We fish corks too.
Oh, yeah, popping corks, yep. And that popping cork, being a concave top to it, it actually is kind of mimics maybe bait fish on the surface. That's bound to be what they're thinking, right? You know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of my good friends, you know him, David Dillman.
Oh, yeah, David.
That's all they fish with in the fall is corks. And like you said, more of our fishing is done with the free lining, BB weight. But we do use corks, too. Either way works good. You can't hardly mess up in the fall if you're using live natural baits. I mean, that fishing is so good, you just there's all kinds of ways you can catch them.
It is for a fact. And I tell you something else. A lot of times we go down and rent a my family likes to get the beach houses. I like to go down and get a canal house, you know, and I think we're going to be down there in, it's either, I think it's maybe November, I'm not real sure, of this fall, but Sheep's Head, you know, fishing around these concrete bulkheads and things like that. I mean, I guess they migrate too, I don't know, but in the fall, the bite on Sheep's Head is really good, you know?
Yeah, well, Sheep's Head is, you know, sheephead, we've had an explosion of sheephead, and only God knows where they all came from. But I think the last couple of years, man, they've caught some sheephead like 7, 8, 9 pounds. And
wow.
I've fished here all my life, and we catch sheephead 3 or 4 pounds.
Yeah.
An 8-pound sheephead, that's a plus. They're really, really good to eat.
I've never really got to.
You ought to try one.
Oh, I've eaten them, but I've never learned to clean them very well. There's a trick.
Well,
to,
nobody has.
Well, I've watched guys, you know, that knew how to do it, and then I try to do it with a, but not an electric.
That's what to do. They just go on with the attitude. Okay, I'm going to fillet this fish. If it takes 4 hours, I'm going to do it.
I'm going to get the meat off the bone and cook it.
I'm going to get the meat off its bone.
Well, Mike, buddy, thanks for being with us. Folks, our guest here is Captain Mike Williams. I know I'm going to bet at least over half of you folks listening have either fished with Mike, one of his team of guides, or Mike, you've been down there a long time, buddy, and I don't think anybody can, well, you're the one that I've got on here talking about saltwater fishing. Doubt if anybody knows, has been exposed to more of it than you have, you know?
Well, we're only about 4 hours away. Give it a shot. Yep. You can actually do that trip in one day. It's pretty tough.
You need to spend the night when you go down there for sure.
Spend the night there. But it's not that far down the road now.
Nah, well, and the best way, the easiest way, GalvestonFishingGuides.com. Right, Mike?
Right. That's the best way. That's our major website. It's real simple.
Yep.
It's guides, plural, GalvestonFishingGuides, plural.
Yep. Well, Mike, here in a couple of weeks, let's get back. I want to keep track on, especially this Bull Red Run.
We'll be with you probably through the fall. Then when we go into winter, we probably cut you loose. But we'll be with you for the next couple of months anyway.
Yeah, we'll get you on. If any fishing's going on in the winter, we'll get you back on here and let you keep people tuned in, you know?
Okay. Sounds great, Lou. Thanks for calling.
Well, folks, Captain Mike Williams is a storehouse of knowledge on anything to do with coastal fishing, especially up around the upper coast around Galveston area. He's fished there all of his life and a great contact for people that want to go down there and go fishing. You know, I recently assumed duties with a publication that I am very, very proud to be affiliated with an organization, the Texas Wildlife Association, folks. I know a lot of you are members of the Texas Wildlife Association, but they have an awesome, every 2 months, a magazine comes out called Texas Wildlife that I've been occasionally writing articles for Texas Wildlife for several years, maybe two or three a year, but it's beginning January the 1st, I assume duties as their shooting and hunting columnist. In other words, every issue I'll have an article on shooting and hunting, and this shooting and hunting can be anything from shooting with a bow or, you know, center fire, muzzle loader, crossbow, shooting in general, and then hunting in general. So I look forward to it. My first article I've already written, it'll be about the old 30-30, the trusty old 30-30 that many of us have in our closets that we began hunting with, and kind of prompting people to break out those old rifles and put them back to use. They're still as, you know, as good as they ever were. So anyway, that's a little bit of news. Dove season, it's time to get out and get those shotguns shooting and oiled up and ready to go. I mean, a lot of you have already been out dove hunting, and anybody that predicts where the doves are going to be on a certain day, I had a buddy, Bob Hood, that was the outdoor editor for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram for years and years, and Bob said, anybody that wants to predict where doves are going to be tomorrow just hasn't hunted them long enough. Folks, we are out of time. Thank you a lot for tuning in today. Remember my radio website where I do another radio show, catfishradio.org. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Sightmark, Texas Raised Hunting Products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express, Trapper Tackle, and Hunter Supply.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.